Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 6th, 1865, the brig Cora set sail from Barbados with 365 Barbadian emigrants on board. The ship was bound for Liberia, a state established in West Africa by free people of color from the United States, which had become an independent republic in 1847. The idea for the voyage to Liberia began with a small group of black men in Barbados, who set up a committee in 1848 to call for the help of the British government in establishing a Barbadian settlement or colony on the west coast of Africa. Their leader's name was Anthony Barclay, and they called themselves the Barbados African Colonization Society. They were motivated in part by a desire to return to Mother Africa, and in part by the lack of economic opportunities for black people in post-emancipation Barbados. In the memorial they sent to London, dated the 13th of April, 1848, they promised that they would help to uplift Africa by their example, moral, religious, and social. By 1850, Samuel Jackman Prescott was the president of the society, with Anthony Barclay as vice president and the island's leading colored businessman, London-born, as treasurer. The 1850 constitution of the society declared, "Regarding the circumstances of their African brethren, the descendants of Africans in this island feel themselves constrained by ties of consanguinity and a sense of Christianity to exert themselves in every legitimate way to promote the introduction of religion and civilization into the land of their fathers." Eventually, on the 6th of April, 1865, the brig Cora set sail for Liberia, carrying 346 Barbadian emigrants. Among them was Anthony Barclay himself, who is described in the ship's list as a penman. He was accompanied by his wife, Sarah Ann, a corsetiere, and 11 children. Two of their adult children were teachers, while a third was described as a confectioner. Among the younger Barclay children was Arthur, aged 10. In later life, he would become the first West Indian-born president of Liberia, serving between 1904 and 1912. His nephew, Edwin Barclay, also served as Liberia's president from 1930 to 1944.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.